Parshas Matos Beis Tfila Toshin Ein Dalet. Eretz Yisrael right now is going through a mini war with Mifsa Avnei Tan. That's what it's called, Avnei Tan, whatever it's called. And there's some things from our parasha that are relevant to our current situation. In this week's parasha, Moshe has been commanded to go and wage war against Midian as revenge. So says the pasuk in Perek Lamed Alef, Pasuk Dalet, and Pasuk Hey. Lamed Alef, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hey. Let's see how many soldiers were sent out to the front. Says the Pasuk, Elef Lamate, V'chol Mato is Yisrael Tishlechu Latzava. 1,000 per tribe, 1,000 per tribe, and then Pasuk Hey, that you must room out for Israel, and were given over from Israel, Elef Lamate. Shnemasa Elef Chalutzei Tzava. So how many soldiers were sent? 1,000 times 12. Says the Medrash Rabbah on the spot. He points out, it says three times Elef. Elef Lamate. Elef Lamate. Vayimassum al Feisol Elef Lamate. Therefore concludes the Medrash that really 3,000 soldiers were sent per tribe. It's true, to the front were sent only Elef Chalutzei Tzava per tribe. So what was it comprised of? Says the Medrash, there were 12,000 troops on the front, 12,000 who would guard the Kalim. That's logistics, the people, the truck drivers, and the cooks, and all the other parts of the army. And what are the last 12,000 for? The tefillah. The tefillah, as the Medrash says. Therefore, against every soldier in the front, there was a special soldier whose mission was just to daven. Therefore, 12,000 fighters, 12,000 shomim al hakelim, and 12,000 daveners. That's why it says three times Elef Lamate. That's what the Medrash says. The message for us is the same way we all understand. If a soldier on the front doesn't live up to his mission, he slacks, decides to go to sleep, it's a terrible thing. He's a deserter. Likewise, a person's mission is to daven, and he doesn't daven, he's equal to that soldier. He's also a deserter. He's not living up to his mission. But we see the importance of tefillah. We see that the weight to the davener was equal to the weight given to the soldier on the front. The same amount. I saw Bianca Galinsky asks, why do you have to bring soldiers to daven? Let the old men, let the youngsters be on the front, and the old men, let them daven. So he says to show us the importance, that don't think davening is something tafel. It's as important as the fighter. So we take soldiers, we take eligible soldiers, and we tell you daven, to show the importance of the tefillah. It's actually in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, the coming pasuk of pasuk Ches says, "Vesmal chayim midyon horgu al chalaleim es evi vesrekem vesur veschur vesreva chameshes mal chayim midyon." Five kings were killed. Ves Bilam ben Boor horgu b'chorev. And I ask you, So the six people killed in his pasuk, the five kings of Midian and Bilam. How were the five kings killed? Were they shot? Were they hung? Were they burnt? What's the answer? I don't know. The five kings? No, it doesn't say that. It just says they killed them. The Torah doesn't elaborate how they were killed. It's not important. But by Bilam, in the same pasuk, it says Bilam ben Baor Hogu Bechorev. Why is that relevant? Why does the Torah tell me how he was killed? Maybe let him be shot with an arrow. Why does the Torah emphasize he was killed with a sword? Says Rashi on the spot. Hu ba al Yisrael vehichlif umnusay hu umnusam. He came to fight Israel, Bilam, and he exchanged their trade with his trade. Because what is the Jewish trade? What is Jewish power? She'ein oishayim elo befihem. Yisrael gets saved only through their mouth. Validate tefila u'bakasha. Through davening and through requesting. That's our power. And he came and he exchanged, he took our power of peh and used it for himself. He stole our power. He exchanged our power for his power. And he also used his peh. Therefore Yisrael, when they came to kill him, they took his power. He represents the goy, and the goy is al char b'chotichye. You live by your sword. Therefore Yisrael killed him with a sword. That's what the Torah emphasizes. He was killed with a sword. But anyway, we see that what's our power? Our power is bapeh. Hakol kol Yaakov v'idayim ida Esav. If the kol will be called Yaakov, then Esav won't have the power. And therefore, just emphasizing, our mission is to be from the Elef Lamate. If we can daven, that's what we must do. And it's as important as the sword in the front. And if we don't live up to our mission, we're deserters. Therefore, every person must use his koach hapeh and daven for the Yeshua to come very quickly. Some more about the war. Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzbu al Midian kashatzivo Hashem es Moshe. Vayitzbu is Lashon Tzava. They went to fight. The Targum says Ve'is Chayolu Lashon Chayal. Is Chayolu al Midian. They went to fight Midian. Says the Sifri. Vayitzbu al Midian. What were they doing? Says Tanakama. They surrounded Midian from all four sides. They made a siege on Midian. Rab Nosser Omer. No. Nosselem Ruach Revis. They kept the fourth side open, Kedei Sheyivruchu, in order that the Midianim should run away. Zog the Rambam, in Malachim Perek Vav Balacha Zayin. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, Alocha Lemaisa, says the Rambam. Keshetzorin al Il Lutofso, when we siege a city to capture the city, we don't surround the city from all four sides. Only from three sides. And we leave the fourth side open so they can run away to save their life. Sheneemar, Vayitzbu al Midian, Kasher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe, Mipi Hashmuel Omdu, Shekach Tzivo. The Rambam paskens, our parsha, he paskens, it's right in the Sefer, he paskens from Milchemes Midian, that they only surrounded the city from three sides, so the fourth side they could run away. Isn't that nice? First of all, the Rambam took sides. We saw some machlokes in the Medrash. Tanakama says they surrounded the Midian from four sides. Rab Nosson says three sides. The Rambam took Rab Nosson's side, which is already a question mark. Where else can we find this Rambam? So mitzvah deraisa. Is this to be found in Sefer Mitzvahs? So mitzvah deraisa. Well, it's not to be found in Sefer Mitzvahs. Who's upset about this? The Ramban. The Ramban has a list of mitzvahs which the Rav forgot, in inverted commas. Well, he thinks the Rambam should have counted as a mitzvah. So the Ramban, in Sefer Mitzvahs, mitzvah hey, says, you know, there's a mitzvah you forgot to write, and the mitzvah is, mitzvah chamishis, says the Ramban, that when you siege a city, you should leave the fourth side open. And he doesn't understand, the Rambam himself passes this din. Because the Rambam Sefer brings the din that you surround yourself from three sides. So why didn't you bring it as a mitzvah? Vayitzbu al Midyon, it's from the Sifri. There's some tactic. Vayitzbu al Midyon kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. There's something happening over there. The Sifri learns there's something that was being done. So Rav Nosson says it was that they surrounded them from three sides only. So the Ramban, so we have Machlekes Ramban and Rambam, whether to count this as a mitzvah or not. The Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. He does paskin it in Sefer. The Rambam thinks it should be a mitzvah, should be one of the Tariag mitzvahs, to leave the fourth side open. That's one Machlekes. The Ramban adds in, when does this mitzvah apply? When do you leave the fourth side open so they can run away? It's by Milchemes HaRashus, but not by Milchemes Mitzvah. The Milchama of against the Shiva Samamin, and we are supposed to wipe out. So you wouldn't leave it open. You want to get them. Why would you let them escape? This is referring to Milchemes HaRashus. If the King of Israel decides he wants to enlarge in his territory, he wants to conquer Turkey. Very nice. It's permitted. You want to conquer Turkey. Beseda. You go and conquer Turkey. So there it is. You leave the fourth side open, let them run away. But by Shiva Stavamin, you wouldn't do that, because you want to get them. That's what the Ramban says. What about the Rambam? What does he hold? Does he distinguish, does he think that this mitzvah, that this din applies to Milchemes Mitzvah as well?
Could be.
Oh, but the Rambam holds you do Kriya Shalom. Yeah. Yeah. The Ramban argues on it?
It's Mechlekes whether, yeah.
Maybe it's Yishtostam? Very good. You know the Ramban argues on that Rambam?
I'm pretty sure I remember.
And that'll be Gevaldik. That'll be very good. Anyway, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is to be found in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Katan Hei. The fact that Rambam doesn't distinguish between Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus, he just says, when you siege a city, don't surround it from four sides. So Mashma, even by Mechemes Mitzvah, even by the Shiva Salamin that we're supposed to wipe out, you must also leave the fourth side open. Pele. So let's just summarize. Okay, so we have Machlekes Ramban and Rambam, whether this is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. If this is a mitzvah, if this is from the Tariag or not. We have Machlekes whether this mitzvah, this din applies to only Mechemes Rishus or even to Mechemes Mitzvah. Furthermore, it's interesting that we're going like Rav Nosson and ignoring Tanakama. Tanakama says you should surround it from four sides. I don't think it's connected. Rabbeisai, maybe the answer we can find through the Mesha Chochma. And let us ask the Chakira, what is the reason that you leave the fourth side open? Why? Why should we leave the false side open? Why should we let them run away? Rachamim. Good. Good svara.
The point to take over is Israel. They leave, so...
Wipe them out. Two birds and one stone. I mean, these are people we've offered them shalom and didn't accept it. Yes?
They'll fight harder.
Gevaldik. Wonderful.
Would it work if I said?
They'll fight harder. So there are two svaras, two reasons why you want to leave the fourth side open. And it's rachamim. We have mercy. We have no need to kill all the residents. Okay, you're fighting, so we'll leave you an escape route. A different swara could be, it's for ourselves, it's not for them. Because when a person's in a corner and he has no hope of surviving, he could decide to fight to the bitter end. He has nothing to lose. And many times in history, says the Meshech Chochmah, Mitoi Chayush, when people have given up all hope, they've won. Because you fight like a madman. If you know that your end's coming, there's no hope of surviving, then you might decide to fight like a madman. And that might make you win. So we don't want our enemies to go mad. For us. So we say, no, our base side, there's escape route. When you see things going bad, just give up and go. Maybe. So the Ramban holds the reason for that we don't siege from all four sides is rachamim. It's rachamim. Have mercy on your enemies. So therefore, when should I have mercy? If it's mechemes ushus, not by shivas amamim. The shivas amamim I have a mitzvah to wipe out. There's no place for mercy. It's mechemes ushus. The Torah is teaching me how to behave. Even your enemies, your oivim, have rachamim on them. Let them escape, let them survive. Zot Ramban, this is the mitzvah of the Torah. This is not a military tactic. This is a mitzvah. So the Torah is teaching you a mitzvah, how to behave. No, this should be part of the Tariyag. That's according to Ramban. But according to the Rambam, it's not a matter, it's not the issue of mercy. It's military tactic. It's a defense mechanism. It's a way of ensuring you win. You don't want them to fight like madmen. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not an instruction for life. It's a mitzvah of how to run a war. So therefore, it's no place for it to be a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah. And furthermore, It applies to Mechemes Mitzvah as well. It's not for them, it's for us. We want to ensure we're going to win. So even by Mechemes Mitzvah, it applies as well. Even I have to wipe them out, but I want to make sure I'm going to win. So I let them escape. I'll catch them another time. We haven't yet answered why we're going like Rav Nosson. Again, Tana Kama says they're surrounded from four sides. Rav Nosson says from three sides.
For this
mitzvah.
Okay.
So says the Meshech Chochmah.
There's a time when the mitzvah to only surround by three sides doesn't apply, and that we should do four sides.
No, it seems to be machlekes. That's the three says. Tana Kama says.
Already a machlokas as to why we only do three sides. Is it also a machlokas as to whether we should do three or four?
That's how the Sifri.
Certain times three applies in
I would like to say that, but what the information supplied by the Sifri is that there's a machlokas. It's a gevaldik. Says the Meshech Chochmah. I'm using him as a base. He says there's another machlokas in the Sifri. In the pasuk before, in pasuk K, it says, "Vayimas rumi alfei Yisrael elef lamata." Okay, "Vayimas ru." What does that mean, "Vayimas ru"? So Rashi says Vaimasru means Baal Korchon, against their will. They didn't want to go. The soldiers didn't want to go. Vaimasru. In the Sifri, the same Sifri, we have also Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Nosson. Tanakama says Vaimasru, they volunteered. The Masru means Nesirus Nefesh. They got up and volunteered, I'm going to fight with my life. For Nikpas Hashem B'Midyon. Vaimasru Rosh Hashem Nesirus Nefesh. That's how Tanakama learns. Rav Nosson means, Rav Nosson learns, Vaimasru, they were sent. They were told to come. They said, Ish Pleini is a, he'll be a good soldier, take him. Ish Pleini is a tzaddik, take him. They didn't volunteer. They were enlisted. They were drafted. The Mela, therefore it's Rav Nosson and Tanakama and Shitoson. Tanakama learns that they volunteered to fight. So they were willing to fight other side. So how much did they encircle Midian? Four sides. But they're gonna fight back. Loch Pachi, I'm here to fight. However, we are not afraid of them. We have volunteered, we're gonna give up our life. So we wanna fight them, we don't want them to run away. Nikmas Hashem B'Midyon, we're gonna get them. That's Tanakama and Shitosoi. Rav Nosson, who learns it was Baal Kocham, didn't volunteer, they were forced to come. So if you have soldiers who are kind of hesitant, there's a chance if the enemy will be misyayish and they'll fight for their life, there's a chance they'll lose. No, says Rav Nosson. So cover them from three sides. Lishitoso. Gevaldik. So therefore, that's what I want to say. So even Tanakama would agree to Rav Nosson. They're not arguing in principle. It happens to be that according to Tanakama, the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers, were coming with Mesirus Nefesh. So they didn't need to be protected. Therefore, they could surround from four sides. Rav Nosson's soldiers were not as sighted. So they needed protection, and they're only surrounded from three sides. But in principle, there's no machlokes. That's what you're saying. There's not an argument in principle between Tanakama and Rav Nosson. They're not arguing in principle. Even Tanakama would agree, by regular soldiers, you have to protect them. So you'd only encircle from three sides. Let's just summarize. So we have two Machlokes Rishonim. What is the reason for this mitzvah, this din, that you don't siege from all sides? According to the Ramban, these soldiers, the Torah is teaching you, have mercy on your enemies. Have mercy, let them escape. You've got to win, you're going to conquer the city. But let them escape. It of course only applies to Mechemes Rishus. It wouldn't apply to Mechemes Mitzvah, where you're supposed to wipe them out. That's according to Rambam. According to Rambam, it is a military tactic to ensure your victory, if it's necessary, which it normally is. So make sure they're not going to fight for their life. It's similar ideas like Warsaw Ghetto. What made the uprising? How did they were relatively successful. How? Because they had nothing to, they knew they're going to be gassed. They had nothing to lose. They knew they're on the way to Treblinka. So they're willing to fight for their life. So even though there were a handful of people, they managed to hold back the Germans for a bit. Why? Because they were fighting like madmen, because they had nothing to lose. The alternative was to go to Treblinka. They had nothing to lose. That's how people can fight when they have no hope for survival. What is the message for us? Okay, we always try and choose things with the messages. This week's parasha in Yonah D'Yoma. What do we learn from this episode, from this din?
Mesiras Nefesh, as it were.
Mesiras Nefesh. That's what the Jewish people, according to Rav Nosson, there wasn't the Mesiras Nefesh from the Jewish part. Any other ideas? Aaron Mordechai, Rav Arya, what do we learn from this? What message can we learn from there? So, first of all, according to Ramban, have mercy on your enemies. There's a big difference between us and our Palestinians. We're not happy for them to die. It's necessary. We don't cry. But no, we have no interest in killing their children. We have to do what we have to do. If they're in the way, if their fighters shoot from next to the child's house, my child stops. But we're not happy, we don't enjoy seeing blood. We have Rachmanos. By them, they love it. They live. Every person they can kill, they gives them simcha. That's not the Jewish way. Have Rachmanos. The Torah is teaching you a message. Even your Oivim, you have Rachmanos. You gotta do what you have to do. You have to conquer the city, conquer the city. You're going to fight, you're going to siege. But if they want to escape, escape, bevakasha. Shalom v'lo l'itrot. Don't want to see you again. This is a partial thing. Okay, that's according to Rambam. And according to Rambam, what we learn? I think we're learning an important message. It's important in life. You must make sure it's dangerous to siege from all sides. What do I mean? Let's take a diet. There's a person who's very overweight. He eats non-stop the wrong things. What's the guaranteed diet for him to fail? It's almost guaranteed he'll fail. The diet will say, no more cake, no more sugar, no more oil. That's bread, dry bread with those. For the rest of your life. He's cutting all the bad food off in one go. No escape route. It's almost guaranteed to fail. It's not going to work. Because he has the taiva zachila. You cannot just cut it out. What's a good diet? Let's cut back. You have cake every day? Okay. Tomorrow you can have cake today as well, just cut back. We'll cut back on three sides. We'll give you one side, you can still have your cake. Laat, laat, laat. People smoking, the same thing. A heavy smoker, it's only the A Yechidim, Mesiras Nefesh, they can cut back on the smoking in one go. Rav Shach, for example, the doctor said it was unhealthy, he stopped. From that day on, he stopped. Those. Doctor said stop, he stopped. Those are very, very strong people. But a regular person, if he'll just stop smoking, it's not going to work. As one wise guy said, what's the problem to stop smoking? I've stopped smoking tens of times. So it's a message for life, right? A person decides, ooh, I'm going to learn Torah. The whole day I'm going to learn Torah. It's not going to work. If you have other hobbies and pastimes, you cannot just cut them off in one go. Lot, lot. You'll be mechazik yourself. You take on another shir, another harusa, another limud. It has to go lot, lot. You cannot just cut everything off in one go. It's dangerous. Fresh body tshuvas. Right? You cannot tell them, start keeping the whole Torah in one go. You can't tell him, cut your goyish girlfriend, keep Taras HaMishpacha, don't milchal Shabbos, all your seafood stop in one go, all the prayers you're doing, and learn Torah all day, and come davening three times a day. You cannot, it just won't work. It needs la'at la'at. Okay? You have to know how to do it, it needs what to tell him, how much to tell him, when to turn the other way. But you cannot just cut everything out, it changes his whole life in one go. It's too dangerous. You have to leave him an escape route. And this is what the Rambam writes, a derech ha'emtza. For our middos, the person has to go into derech ha'emtza to be balanced. And that's, I think, the message we're learning from this Rambam, how where he's learning. If you cut something out from all sides, it's dangerous. It could blow up in your face. In this week's parasha, Hashem says to Moshe, in Pasuk Beis, Lamed Aleph Beis, Nekoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Beis HaMidyanim, Achar Te Yosef Al Amecha, go and take revenge on the Midyanim. What happens? And Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe has been commanded, you should go and take revenge. But who does he really send? He doesn't go himself. He goes and sends Pinchas. In Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe Erev Lamate Latzova Oysa Mes Pinchas Ben Oza Akoyin Latzova. What's happening? Moshe was commanded, go, you should go take revenge from the Midianim, yet he sits back and sends Pinchas. Makara, what happened? Says the Medrash. Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Nekoyim Nikmas Ato Ba'atzmecha. You yourself should do it. Why are you sending others? But because, he said, because I was brought up in Midian, says Moshe. I grew, Midian hosted me. When Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Mitzrayim, he went to Midian. So they gave him, they looked after him. So therefore, Eino bedin shani meitzer lemisha osa bitoiva. As the Moshe says, a boar that he drank from it, a water pit that he drank from it, don't throw stones inside. How could this be? Hashem said, go and take revenge from Midian. You should do it. So who's Moshe to make this, to stop being humanistic, is that the right word? So, not for me. Let them do it. Hashem said, go and do it. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that since, im ein Torah, im ein derech eretz ein Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, it's a limud. It cannot be Hashem means me. He knew that derech eretz is so important. It cannot be that Hashem wants me to go. Because in enter in derech eretz, al kin toiv yosha Hashem. So it's so strong, derech eretz, midas toivas. It's so strong, it will enable Moshe Rabbeinu to reinterpret what Hashem meant. We have a precedent for this. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Hashem commands Moshe, go and count the Levim. Go and count the Levim, Meben Chodesh. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, what, I'm going to go into the tent to count the infants? who's suckling from the mothers, who being nursed. Lo matim. I can't go inside the tent to count them. So he stood outside, says, Vayifkot Moisa Moshe, Arpi Hashem Kasher Tzivo. Says Rashi, a paskal come out and tell him, there are three infants in this tent. He wouldn't go, he didn't go inside. It's the same idea that even Hashem said, go and count the Levim. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood, cannot mean, Hashem cannot mean me to do something that's inappropriate. Hashem surely means me just to stand outside. So this is one side of the coin. Moshe Rabbeinu was convinced, Hashem told me to take Nekoma. I can't be that I will take Nekoma from Midian because it's not Derech Eretz. On the other hand, in our very same parasha, in Pasuk Gimel, let's read Pasuk Beis again. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lema, Nekoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meisa Midianim. Hashem tells him, after you will take revenge from Midian, you will die. It says next pasuk, "Vayidaber Moshe l'om lemo hecholzu mitchem." Quickly, cholzu. Let's go and get people and let's go and fight Midian. What do you mean? You know, a person knows he's going to die. Then he should stall. Is that correct? If you know you're going to die after this, so take your time. What's the rush? Says Rashi on the spot. Even though he heard his death is dependent on this, also besimcha v'loicher, he happily did it and didn't delay. How can it be? The person knows he's going to die. If you know, after you finish tying up the shul, we're going to kill you. So you do laat laat, laat laat, like an old man. You don't run to tie up the shul. The pshat is, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't exist. When Hashem, there's nikmas Hashem to be done, then there's no me. There's no me in the picture. It's kovod Hashem. I don't exist. So why did it even cross my mind I'm going to die? Why is that relevant? And kuli Hashem. We just met a paradox. So when it comes to Nikmas Hashem, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't exist. He just do Nikmas Hashem. Yet the same Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't do it. Without me, I should do it. I was hosted by Midian. There's me in the picture. It's got to be someone else. It's got to be, I've got to send you Pinchas. But if you're in the picture, then delay, stall, don't run. No, I don't. Me? I'm not in the picture. It's just covered Hashem. I don't exist. But if you don't exist, then go and wipe them out. No, but me, I can't do that. Because I was hosted by Midian. I was hosted by Midian. So if you're in the, so you exist, no, so delay. No, I'm not here. It's just covered Hashem. I'm not in the picture. We see a dover v'ipuchai. So we see that a person can do, has two separate. Hanogos. Regarding tzivui Hashem, I'm not in the picture. But regarding derech eretz, I exist. And this is, says Rav Shach, it's a special adinus, he calls it. That a person can have different perspectives, that for kovod Hashem I do everything, but for derech eretz, I still have to be sensitive, and I still have to remember that when it comes to derech eretz, cannot be that I will do against derech eretz. Thank you very much, have a good Shabbos, have Psuas Toivus. And next week, Zad Hashem, we should be zeichet to have a share about Brukas Hagomel. Abu Chaim and Hoidois. Thank you very much.